From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama has said Russia could ease tensions with Ukraine by moving its troops away from the country's eastern border. Mr. Obama warned that Moscow could have additional plans in the region, but urged his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to move back the soldiers and start talks with the new government in Kiev. Washington correspondent Lorna Shattuck reports.
In an interview recorded during his trip to Italy on Thursday, President Obama urged the Kremlin not to escalate the situation in Ukraine any further. It's believed Russia has now massed several thousand troops close to Ukraine's eastern frontier. The U.S. president said their presence could be an effort to intimidate Ukraine, or they could be there because, as he put it, Moscow has additional plans. He went on to warn that Vladimir Putin is misreading the West, but didn't specify what the U.S. would do if Russia did push further into Ukraine.
Meanwhile, President Putin says the recent events in Crimea have demonstrated a high level of readiness of the Russian armed forces. In a televised ceremony, the Russian president thanked the commanders and servicemen of the Black Sea Fleet and other units deployed in Crimea for their restraint and personal courage, acknowledging for the first time that the troops in Crimea were Russian. Previously, Vladimir Putin described them as local self-defense units. Five planes have spotted objects in the new area of the Indian Ocean being searched for the missing Malaysian Airlines jet. But the Australian Maritime Safety Authority says the sightings need to be confirmed by ship. Rescue efforts continue in the U.S. state of Washington nearly a week after a massive mudslide obliterated the small town of Oso, north of Seattle. The death toll continues to rise as officials recover bodies, including that of a four-month-old girl. U.S. President Barack Obama made a brief visit to Saudi Arabia on Friday in a bid to reassure King Abdullah that Washington has not abandoned his nation. Relations between the U.S. and Saudi have deteriorated in recent months amid fears over nuclear negotiations with Iran and America's policy on Syria. Nina Maria Potts reports from Washington.
An evening in the Saudi King's Palace, President Obama's trip to the Royal Desert Camp outside Riyadh for a meeting and dinner meant as reassurance that his administration has not neglected the kingdom. But Saudi's governing royal family, having enjoyed a decades-long alliance with the United States, is anxious and angry over President Obama's nuclear talks with Iran, a powerful threat to Saudi Arabia's dominance in the region. White House officials say the main concerns are Iran and its role in Syria, where Saudi Arabia wants the Assad regime unseated.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Ecuador has requested the U.S. extradite two Ecuadorian brothers accused of fraud and money laundering back to their home country, where they face 8 years of jail time. But the U.S. government denied Ecuador's request. It's now leading its own investigation into whether hundreds of thousands of dollars the fugitives donated to American political campaigns was in fact stolen money. Andrea Arenas reports.
The fugitive siblings have been living in Miami since 2001 and are being accused by the Ecuadorian government of embezzling millions of dollars from Filambanco, a bank they owned and that went bankrupt. Now the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is also investigating Roberto and William Isaias for possible money laundering. The investigation focuses on whether dubious money was transferred to American banks and if it continues to circulate. So far, the Isaias brothers have not commented on the money laundering allegations. The brothers were among the wealthiest people in Ecuador. They had interests in sugar, media, and banking, among others.
The first gay marriages are taking place in England and Wales at the stroke of midnight on Friday. Gay couples have been able to enter into civil partnerships since 2005, but campaigners for equal rights said the distinction between a partnership and a marriage made them feel like second-class citizens. The government legalized same-sex marriage in July. It was supported by Prime Minister David Cameron and opposition parties, but many of Mr. Cameron's Conservative MPs opposed it on what they said were religious grounds. Under the terms of the law, religious organizations will have to opt in to offer the weddings. Gay rights activist Peter Tatchell says the change in the law is a major milestone.
We've finally ended the ban on same-sex marriage. We now accept in this country that gay people are entitled to equal rights, including equal validation of their love and commitment.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.